the very beginning, the church has understood that her priests, her ministers, aren't going to apply for a job. They're not going to decide for themselves, but they're going to be sent. The apostles were sent, two by two. They've been sending, Paul's been sending people all over the place, right, to preach the gospel where they would go. That it's not just their decision that we're sent. And it's an imitation of Jesus, who was sent by the Father. And then he sends his disciples out. And so he says, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And so in some ways it's a very unique thing, huh, to the Catholic Church, that we don't apply for the parish. You don't interview us and you can't fire me. It's an interesting thing, but it goes all the way back. And when you talk to someone who's not Catholic, it's puzzling to them. And it's not just about being obedient so that I have to listen and, you know, have to do what I'm told, but it's a theological concept that goes all the way back of this being sent, of being missionary, of being trusting that God's will is done when we listen to one another, when we respond in generosity. But it also, it solidifies and makes sure that you have someone. Otherwise, no one likes you. Well, then you got to just keep, I suppose, increasing the salary until you get someone. But that's what starts to happen, right? There's places that are easier to fill and harder to fill. Where now, it's just the same. Everyone's salary's the same, and off you go. And so it doesn't make a difference. It's not a job that I'm sent, in imitation of Jesus Christ, who was sent from the Father. And we just trust that if we keep doing it, that Jesus is the one who's received. And he says that the one who receives the one I send is receiving me. And the one who receives me receives the one who sent me, which is the Father.